there. I'm Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. I'm making two pies today because I'm having the first family gathering in almost a year. It's been a year and a half, actually, because of COVID. And so in the midst of the pandemic, we were all socially isolating. And tomorrow will be the first time we have all been together. My sons, my mom, my son's girlfriends and partners, we're all going to get together tomorrow. And I am making two pies. One of them because it is my family's favorite pie. And that's a strawberry rhubarb pie. This is the podcast for that strawberry rhubarb pie. If you want to get in on the other one, it is a blueberry pie. It's made differently than a lot of blueberry pies, and it's really quite extraordinary. It's not runny. It's not cornstarchy or floury. You cook it ahead of time, but I'm not going to go into that. That's not the pie we're making right now. There is one huge do-ahead for this pie today, actually for both of them, if you go listening to the second one, and that is you need to make your crust ahead of time. I am not going to make the crust with you today because you can find it on my website, thecookalongpodcast.com. It's called Cindy's Favorite Pie Crust, parentheses, two crust pie. You can also find that in your list of podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from. Here's my one modification note for that pie crust for the strawberry rhubarb pie. When you're making it, you have the flour and you have the salt stirred together, and then you add some oil. At the same time that you add the oil, add a half teaspoon of almond extract, and then stir all that together before you add the water. That will make this pie just a little bit mysterious and more wonderful. When you have finished making your pie crust, so roll out your bottom one and get it into the pie plate, and roll out your top one and have it ready to go on top. This pie comes together very quickly, so you'll need both pieces all rolled out and ready to go. And you'll want to preheat your oven to 450 degrees. And here's your list of ingredients. The pie crust, two crust pie, 1.5 cups of granulated sugar, 1/3 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, 3 cups of rhubarb cut into 1.5 inch to 1 1/4 inch pieces, you know, sort of bite-sized pieces. And this should be fresh. Mine's coming out of my freezer because I buy it when it's fresh and I chop it up and I throw it in a Ziploc bag in my freezer so that I have it to use for this pie year round. You'll need 2 cups of hulled sliced strawberries. Don't worry about slicing them too thin. Even if you just cut them in half, they will be fine. But you don't want the green part on them. Those, I do the same thing as the rhubarb. I get them in the summer when I can buy my favorite kind, which are hood strawberries. They're very short-lived. They grow only in the Northwest. And they are super sweet and intensely strawberry, and that's why I like them so much. They are the only strawberry, I think, I could be wrong about this, and you can let me know if you want to send me a Facebook message if I'm wrong about this, but I think they are the only strawberry that is red all the way through instead of having sort of a white center to it. Anyway, I have a bunch of those in my freezer because we grow them in our yard, and when I don't grow enough, I go and buy them, and then I hull them and freeze them on cookie sheets just in a single layer. And then when they're hard and they sound like billiard balls, when you click them together, they get thrown into a Ziploc bag to use later. So 2 cups of those, 3 of the rhubarb, 2 of the strawberries. And it's fine if they're fresh, and it's probably even best if they're fresh. You could use frozen strawberries that you get from the store as long as it's not strawberry sauce. It's whole strawberries. And then you'll need 2 tablespoons of butter, which is 1/4 stick, and 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. And the amount of that is up to you. That's the full ingredient list. Go away if you need to and make your pie crust and come back to me when it's all ready to go and we'll make this filling. Surprise, surprise. I didn't have quite enough rhubarb in my freezer. So I had to go out into my yard and persuade some of the little skinny, poor little skinny rhubarb out there growing that it wanted to be harvested now. Some of it came up willingly, some of it not so much. And they're really tiny, skinny little things. So in case you're working with regular rhubarb that you've gotten from somebody's yard, you may have already been told this, but the leaves themselves, I'm cutting rhubarb, that's what you're hearing. The leaves themselves are poisonous. You don't want to eat those or do anything with them except get rid of them. And I'm hoping that little extra handful of rhubarb will be enough to supplement what I got here. And I told you how I have my strawberries in the freezer. Well, I don't cut them. I just hull them. So I have strawberries I got to cut. And I'm just going to cut them in half. Some of them are really small already, and I don't think I'm going to mess with them at all. In fact, this whole batch, this is from 2019, not using last year's, and we don't have enough in the garden right now to use this year's, because it's a lot of strawberries, right? 3 cups of strawberries is no small sneeze. It's a big thing, and our strawberries tend to come sort of 2 or 3 or 4 at a time, and then we eat them, so they don't make it as far as into a pie because it just takes too many. If you're using frozen strawberries from the grocery store or whatever, be sure that you rinse off the frost first, because otherwise you're going to have water in your pie that you don't want there, and that will make it runny, and we're hoping this is going to thicken up and become a nice, juicy, rich sort of, creamy isn't the right word. What is the right word? Well, dense. Dense pie-filling sauce. That one's too small to mess with. All right. Now, the fruit's all cut up. For me, anyway. Gotten the ice crystals off. Well, clearly you can still hear me cutting, so you know I'm not telling the truth. I'm still cutting away. I just didn't want to leave you hanging there. Too small. I really am almost done. While I'm doing this, I could tell you that I am working on a 1951 cutting board here. It's one that pulls out, and it's in my 1951 kitchen. And we are finally going to remodel this kitchen, put in a dishwasher, which we've never had, and make the space more functional for doing the podcast with some new counters, room for more appliances and all that kind of thing. New cabinets to store all my spices in, because I have not a record number, I'm sure, but quite a lot. Anyway, what I am trying to get to is that if you would kindly consider supporting what I'm doing here with this podcast on my Patreon page, it would be so greatly appreciated and put toward the remodel of this kitchen to make the podcast better for you. You go to patreon.com, patreon.com, and look for the Cook Along podcast, and you'll find my page, which is where I will post the printed version of this recipe so you don't have to listen to the podcast next time you want to make it for your family. Now let's make this filling. Into your big bowl I told you were going to need, you're going to dump the 1.5 cups of sugar. This is going to take us almost no time at all. There's only these few ingredients. We're going to put them all together and then throw them in the pie crust. Oh. Which reminds me, I better preheat my oven, because I haven't done that yet. Do as I say, not as I do. All right, and then into the bowl go the 3 half cups of regular granulated sugar. And we use this much sugar. I know it seems like a lot, especially when you look at it in the bowl, but because the rhubarb is extremely tart, and you want to be sure it's nice and sweet before it hits people's mouths. All right, and then we need 1/3 cup of flour. Just measure it. I am not doing the scooping thing. I suppose you could at this point because it's a thickener as opposed to making a batter for a cake or something, and we don't want it too dense. But I am just going to take the safe course and just spoon it into my cup. And then a tiny pinch, 1/8 teaspoon of regular salt. And now throw in your 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. This is one where I would use a good quality cinnamon if you have one on hand. I have to decide. What do I want to do here? More is usually better. I'm going to look and see what a quarter looks like. Actually, I'm going to stir it up and then see what a quarter looks like. Well, that's a pretty good contribution to this mix. Now I'm going to see, does it smell? Yes. Yes, it does smell. I'm going to put in one more eighth because that's the halfway mark between the quarter and the half. And that way I feel like I'm just not really thinking. I'm just taking the compromise route. And then your vanilla goes in. I know that seems a little strange. And yes, everything's going to stick to each other in an unpleasant way. But we're going to stir it all up until it's sort of mixed in. So half a teaspoon of vanilla goes in with this sugar, etc. And then just stir it up again and see if you can get that vanilla sort of distributed. You'll see that it kind of bunches, which would make nice little pockets of vanilla in some places and almost no vanilla in other places. So don't be afraid to kind of smash it as you're stirring it so that it gets distributed better. Don't worry about it too much. It's fine. It's going to all melt in the oven anyway. Okay. Then your fruit goes in here. Honestly, there is nothing really simpler and more elegant than a fresh fruit pie. And that's true whether it's blueberry or strawberry rhubarb or apple or peach or anything you use. It's really such a simple yet impressive dessert. If you use my crust, I think you'll get lots of nice comments about how flaky it is. I know a lot of people really want to work harder on their crust, and they do the whole butter cutting in thing and shortening and whatever. And to me, an oil crust just makes so much more sense because, as you know, I'm not a patient person. I don't want to take a lot of time to get to the finished product so that I can eat it. So 3 cups of the rhubarb. Let's see how close I'm going to get with what I picked. A little hard to measure the rhubarb in a cup because it's big and lumpy. So mine are on the generous side. Boy, exactly. It's going to be exact. Oh my goodness. If I hadn't cut that extra little bit. Yep. There's all the rhubarb I have in the house. That makes me sad. I'll have to work on replacing that. And then your halved or sliced strawberries, just scoop them in. Oh, there's one more little piece of rhubarb there. That's good. That'll fill out that extra part, I'm sure. And then you need a big spoon because we want to just toss all this together. You want to get all the fruit coated with the flour and sugar. But all the fruit is not going to take up all this flour and sugar. You're going to have a big pile of separate flour and sugar in the bottom. And that's okay because we're going to pour that in the pie and it's going to do its thing. Once it's sort of tossed together, I bet you can't guess the next thing, which is this whole filling. Just take the whole bowl with all the flour and all the sugar and all the coated fruit and pour it into your pie pan. Kind of work to distribute that dry stuff so that it's not all piled up in one place. Kind of sprinkle it around the edges. Not the edges. Keep it inside the crust. But, you know, don't leave it all in one lump. You may end up with a lump of stuff. So far, the steps, the basic steps to this pie are the same ones you would use for any pie. Now, that being said, when I make the blueberry one next, that's a whole different process. But for most fruit pies, this is the whole process. You've got your fruit, you coat it with sugar and a little flour and maybe some cinnamon, depending on whether it goes with the fruit. And then you do the next thing, which is that butter. You want to make little dots of it. I don't know why they call it this. It's actually, I think it's an official technique that we just place little bits of butter here and there, helter-skelter, on the top of the pie. Spread them around so that they're going to get to the filling in all parts of the pie. This is what makes it saucy. This is, again, the combination of fat and fluid and flour. It's the same kind of thing that happens when we make gravy or lasagna sauce, or bechamel, pot pies. It's all the same basic thing. The sauce will thicken because of the flour, and in here, because of the sugar. The fat makes it all come together, and the liquid is what keeps it from being dry and just pasty. Now go get that top crust that you set aside. And we're just going to gently put that over the top of this and peel away the wax paper or parchment paper or whatever you're using, whatever you rolled your crust out on. And now we need to kind of crimp the top crust to the bottom crust. And we need to do it, I hate to use this word, but as perfectly as possible. Because what we really don't want is all the filling to run out. You're sealing in the juices here. So crimp it pretty hard. Try not to make any holes in the crust when you do it. And you know, you could do something pretty at this point, but you could also just get it crimped together and then go back and do something pretty. I don't think I'm going to work that hard today, but I am going to finish it with something fun. And I have talked to you about it before. It's called Sparkle Sugar. I gave it away in one of my recent giveaways on Facebook because it's hard to find, but it is so fun on top of pies or pastries or brownies or cookies or it's just really fun. It's a really large grain sugar. If you don't have that, it's fine. You can just use regular sugar because what we want to do is sort of make a crunchy crystalline kind of top. I am working my way around to the pie crust here. I can smell that almond extract. That's a good thing. It's really smells so good. I do almond with my cherry pie as well. All right. Once it's sealed all the way around, we're going to take the sharp knife I told you about and cut a few holes in here. We want slits in the top to create an outlet for some steam, because otherwise it will work its way out those side crusts. And what we want to do is allow the steam to escape where we want it, instead of where it might think it wants to go. I am going to put some letters in mine saying that this is an SR. I'm just using the point of the knife to make little tiny slashes to come together to make an S and an R for strawberry rhubarb. Now wet the palm of your hand. Wet the palm of your dominant hand. Just run it under a little water so it's damp. And then pat the top of the pie with that. And then you put your sugar on the top. And I'm not going to measure this because it'll be different for you if you're using regular sugar. With a sparkle sugar, I'm just shaking it out until it looks pretty. And that's when I'll stop. And take a picture for you, which you can find on the Cook Along Podcast website. And I will also post it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all those good places for fun pictures. You see how quickly that goes together. Now, let me give you the instructions for cooking it. We've preheated our ovens to 450 degrees, and we're going to bake it just for 15 minutes at that temperature. Then without taking the pie out, at the end of 15 minutes, so you're going to set your timer for 15 minutes, right? When the timer goes off, you're going to turn the oven temperature down to 350 degrees. And you're going to cook it for another 30 to 45 minutes. And you'll know it's done when the juices start to come up through that crust and they're looking like they're sort of boiling through that. Which reminds me of another thing. It wouldn't hurt, just in case it does leak through the sides, it wouldn't hurt to put this on the middle rack of your oven, and on the bottom rack of your oven, put an empty cookie sheet, something that can catch the drips so that you don't have to clean your oven afterwards. Especially if, like me, you're making two pies on the same day. If you want to find out the method I use for the blueberry pie, and it's the only pie I make using this method, go find that podcast. It will be released just a couple of days after I release the strawberry rhubarb one. Hopefully you are listening to this on National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day, which is June 9th. Who knew, right? If you start looking at those things, there's days for everything. When this pie comes out of the oven, let it cool. It is going to be way too hot to eat, and you don't want it hot. It's no fun hot. You can't taste it. You want it to cool till it's just warm, or even just room temperature would be fine. And then I really recommend a really excellent vanilla ice cream with it. It sets off the rhubarb and the strawberries in a lovely, lovely way. If you have questions or comments about this recipe, please get in touch with me on the Facebook page, which is just facebook.com, and look for the Cook Along Podcast, and you'll find a place to leave me a private message or to throw something into the feed. Tell me anything or ask me anything that you might want to know about this recipe or any other ones. Look for other things to go before this. I am serving this tomorrow with a grilled chicken recipe. I think it's called the best grilled chicken. And it really, really is. You have to kind of marinate it ahead of time and let it sit. It's quite wonderful. And I'm serving that with Mimi's potato salad, which is also already up on the website, thecookalongpodcast.com, and in all your favorite podcast spots. And I'm also serving a farro salad, which is a kind of a grain. It's like, what is it like? It's a little bit like rice or wheat bulgur or a cross between the two. And it's fabulous. It's so good. It's got tomatoes in it and onions and feta cheese. Also findable on the website or on your list of podcasts. I think this might be the first time I'm doing a meal where everything I'm making, I've already created a podcast for. Except for the strawberry rhubarb pie and the blueberry pie I'm about to make. So until next time, or until you join me shortly to make a blueberry pie, happy cooking!